The detailed science of nature seldom goes on for any length of time without reflection on the underlying principles intervening. And this reflection reacts upon the detailed work. For when people become conscious of the principles upon which they have been thinking or acting, they become conscious of something which in these thoughts and actions they have been trying, though unconsciously, to do. Namely, to work out in detail the logical implications of those principles. To strong minds, this new consciousness gives a new strength, namely a new firmness in their approach to the detailed problems. To weak minds, it adds a new temptation, the temptation to that kind of limited attitude which consists in remembering the principle and forgetting the special features of the problem to which it is applied. The detailed study of natural fact is commonly called natural science, or for short, simply science. The reflection on principles, whether those of natural science or of any other department of thought or action, is commonly called philosophy. Talking in these terms and restricting philosophy for the moment to reflection on the principles of natural science, what I have just said may be put by saying that natural science must come first, in order that philosophy may have something to reflect on, but that the two things are so closely related that natural science cannot go on for long without philosophy beginning, and that philosophy reacts on the science out of which it has grown by giving it, in future, a new firmness and consistency arising out of the scientist's new consciousness of the principles on which they have been working. For this reason, it cannot be well that natural science should be assigned exclusively to one class of persons called scientists, and philosophy to another class called philosophers. People who have never reflected on the principles of their work have not achieved a mature attitude towards it. Scientists who have never philosophized about their science can never be more than second-hand, imitative scientists. People who have never enjoyed a certain type of experience cannot reflect upon it. Philosophers who have never studied and worked at natural science cannot philosophize about it without making fools of themselves.